KORN News Radio Sports on this Monday, January 5th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Mitchell High School has announced a designated parking for senior citizens and handicap accessible vehicles at home basketball games coming up here throughout the rest of the season. On game nights at the high school, it'll be the Northwest parking lot will be reserved for to provide closer and safer access to the gymnasium. The school says that signage will be in place in the first ever varsity basketball game at the new high school gym coming up tomorrow night as the Mitchell boys host Harrisburg. That's coming up Tuesday at 7 p.m. We'll have the pregame show starting at 6 o'clock with the corner booth. That's tomorrow night right here on KORN News Radio. Mitchell girls basketball picked up a 42-33 win at Harrisburg this past Friday night. Mitchell senior Addie Simpson had 16 points and 10 rebounds. Simpson reached 1,000 career points with a free throw in the third quarter. Mitchell improves to 3-3 on the season. They're back in action on Friday night, so when they host Yankton for the first half of a doubleheader, that starts at 6 o'clock. Also coming up this week, Mitchell Colonel Wrestling competes in Harrisburg for a triangular. That's a Thursday night at 5 o'clock. The Colonels will take on the Harrisburg Tigers and Yankton. It was the Midwest Miracle Classic at the Corn Palace on Saturday with 9 games on the schedule. The Ethan girls would defeat Wall 66-39. Ethan's Marissa Storm had 23 points and 5 three-pointers. Pine Ridge defeated Freeman 79-66. Marvin Richard III with 43 points, 7 assists, and 6 three-pointers for Pine Ridge. The Cook Central Montrose girls defeated Viberg Hurley 68-20. Lyman boys over Bridgewater Emory 65-47. In girls games, Centerville defeated Bridgewater Emory 47-30. Lyman defeated Corsica Stickney 44-35. That's a top 10 matchup in Class B girls. Then boys matchup at the Corn Palace. Viberg Hurley would hold on to defeat Wall 61-51. Clark Willow Lake defeated Vermilion 59-49. And Centerville over White River 78-40. Also other area games on Saturday. Wagner basketball would sweep a doubleheader from Avon. The Wagner girls would win by 20 points. 62-42, and the Wagner boys, they would win by 19, 72-53. The Howard boys defeated Plant Geddes on Saturday, 66-35, and Westington Springs over Highmore Herald, 70-38. The college football playoff continues this week with semifinal games on Thursday and Friday on ESPN. It's the Fiesta Bowl, Thursday night at 6:30 out in Arizona. The number 6 seed Ole Miss takes on the number 10 seed Miami. And then it's the Peach Bowl in Atlanta. That's Friday night at 6:30 between the number 1 seed Indiana and the number 5 seed Oregon, a pair of Big Ten teams. Indiana did defeat Oregon earlier this season on the road, 30-20. The winners of those two games this week advance to the College Football National Championship to be played next week in Miami. For more sports, check it out online, KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.